brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is already Tuesday, the fifth day of June 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Guess who we have coming up for you? Joe Renanza, National Payment Card. That's one of the companies where you hear on the news, hey, you can pay for gas or your groceries with your driver's license. We'll be covering that, and it dovetails with this headline, CNET News. Experts call for Global Biometrics Identification Agency. Then we have Ed Russell's joining us in the second hour, just each one of these guests on about 10 minutes, for GOA RFID. Then we have Jesse Benton, the head of media operations for presidential candidate Ron Paul, press secretary, joining us. And then in the third hour, Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, who joins us once a month and always has great analysis and information for us. That is coming up. But, experts call for Global Biometrics Agency. Now, remember 7 years ago, about 6.5 years ago, it was in several Australian newspapers that the UN had a World Identification Summit. I forget the exact name, but we made a big deal out of it on air, covered it a lot, because it is a big deal. And they said they agreed on world biometric identifier numbers, the number of numbers, how many numbers would be in the code. And so we're already under this, but now that they've set it up, they're now announcing it to you. So you think it's a Texas ID card, you think it's a federal ID card, you think it's a North American guest worker card. No, it is a world ID card. And while we're still debating whether or not the Real ID Act's national ID card, they're already on to world ID numbers and the cashless society control grid. So that's coming up later in the broadcast today. Paul Watson wrote a great article that was out yesterday evening that I really cannot give enough attention to. And it's based on the headline of the Jerusalem Post. This is a big deal. We can't just glaze over this. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. So today I am going to spend more time on this. We see one of these stories every couple days. Kindergarten girl handcuffed, arrested at school. They arrested the 6-year-old Florida girl and even handcuffed her while she acted out in class. It's the same type of report we're always seeing. So we'll be going over that. Also, remember last few days, since Friday, we heard there was a devastating plan to blow up the entire JFK airport with the fuel lines. They said it would have looked like a mushroom cloud. Of course, it wouldn't have, but the media hyped that false image to terrorize you. They work for the terrorists. AFP, Agency French Press, there's also an AP report on this. Experts cast doubt on credibility of JFK terror plot. And it's just like all the other plots, we'll be going over that. Also, huge report. Biden admits meeting with hijacker financier. We are changed, an Infowars.com reporter. Questions senator on details of confab with Pakistani general. Hair and around. So we will be going over that report for you. Also, key Bush backers rally to Fred Thompson, members of the Bush family supporting him. Well, in fact, I'm going to cover this first when we get back. And we got Ron Paul on The Daily Show from last night. We have Ron Paul's weekly legislative update I want to play. We have three big guests for you today, and we will even have some time to take some calls. We will take your calls today at 1-800-259-9231. JonesReport.com is the website.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome as we launch another live transmission against tyranny. Three big guests coming up today. But right now, let me launch straight into the news. Yesterday, Paul Watson wrote an article titled, JFK Airport Plot Has All the Hallmarks of Staged Terror. Near-retarded ringleader, paid government provocateurs, mirror legion of previous cases. So many cases where they claim somebody was going to blow up the George Washington Bridge, somebody was going to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge, somebody was going to blow up the Liberty Tower, somebody was going to bomb the Parliament in Canada, somebody was going to go into Parliament chambers live on television and cut off the Prime Minister's head. And for a week or a month or even 2 or 3 months, they'd have these headlines, and then they would just say, all charges dropped, incorrect, wasn't true, or somebody joked at a bar, or it was provocateured, or the government has apologized and they staged it. Or the literally retarded street kids, Christian street kids, claiming they were Al-Qaeda commandos that were going to blow up nuclear plants and take on the FBI headquarters and, you know, basically like the Terminator or something. I mean, it's just... It's total comic book, but the general public isn't paying attention. They just hear Al-Qaeda plot foiled, Al-Qaeda plot foiled, Al-Qaeda plot foiled, deadly Al-Qaeda strike foiled. Only torture saved us. Only checkpoints saved us. It's literal backdrop theater. Then we have all of the mainstream articles that later came out. This was in 2003. That over 50 fake terror alerts had been issued, quote, for political purposes. Then before he left in 2004, Ari Fleischer, press secretary for the White House, admitted that it was being done for political reasons. Every time a scandal broke, every time there was news of corruption, every time an Enron document came out, every time, boom, Al-Qaeda was going to blow up the Liberty Tower. Turned out there was no building named Liberty Tower. They just thought that name sounded good, and then they literally showed films, stock footage, manufactured computer CG-generated video of a flying saucer blowing up a building in L.A., and they called it the Liberty Tower just to have that. I mean, they treat you like you're so dumb, they don't even call buildings by their real name. And then they crop out the flying saucer and just show a building blowing up from a movie. The Pentagon says, forget CGing a fake building. Just show something from Independence Day. They're showing you Independence Day videos. They're laughing at you. They're giving you fake names of buildings. But again, you have a general public that doesn't know what it means as the dollar plunges and make jokes about it. You've got a general public that still make jokes about Bilderberg Group and say it doesn't exist when it's in the front page of the Dallas Morning News. You've got a public, let's say a section of the public, that want to go to the country club, play golf, go out on their boat, go on trips. They spend all their time planning trips, all their time buying lingerie, all their time putting skin creams on, all their time at the gym so they look just right, all their time in the delusional world of the stock market, telling each other which stocks are the best and independently trying to hype stocks or, you know, this is what, and listening to all the latest trends and buying the latest newsletters, which are all within the false news paradigm, which are all within the false spectrum of created reality. There's some reality woven into all of it, but overall, it isn't. I mean, don't you want to be in the real world? Don't you really want to be informed? Don't you want to be in on the skinny? Don't you want to know how the world really works? Or do you like thinking you know? Do you like thinking you've got it all together? Do you like it? Because believe me, your ignorance and your false aplomb is going to destroy this country. Listen to me, fools. And I'm not talking to my mainline listeners. I'm talking to the general public tuning in for the first time today. Giggling and snickering because they think they know it all. You've got your hair combed just right. You've got, you know, the perfect suit on, the perfect tie. You've got a breath mint in your mouth. You think you've all got it figured out. You're having relations with the secretary at night and, you know, not even spending time with your family. You think you got it all figured out. Let me tell you something, Dumbo. You're not a member of the elite because you're part of the Chamber of Commerce. You're not a member of the elite because you've got your own parking spot number at the golf club. You're not a member of the elite because you're worth $3 million. Let me give you a newsflash. You're nobody. You understand that? You're nobody, punk. Your money is created by a private banking system, okay? And they're setting everything up to destroy you financially. Do you understand that, twit? Now, I know you're going to laugh now, but you're not going to laugh later. And I want you to remember what you heard here. Don't jump off a building. Don't jump out of your window. Don't slit your wrist, don't shoot yourself when you lose everything, because that never meant anything to begin with. Get even with the New World Order and join us when the smile is wiped off your stinking face. You hear me? You go to congressional and senatorial fundraisers, you shake hands with people you think are the elite, you think you're powerful, you're nothing. You need to be slapped upside the head repeatedly. You need to be woken up to defend this country. We don't just defend this country because we're saps that love the flag though I do, you know, have that area in my heart. It's because this is where we live, because people fought to create some semblance of a free market system where there wasn't patronage and where it wasn't about your family name and it was where it was about who you were and what you built. And that's why we created most of the world's wealth. That's why 4% of the world's population had half the planet's wealth. And that's why we were tall and proud and strong and fiercely independent. You are the opposite. You're like male cheerleaders. You are social club frat boys where it's all about your club or your clique and all about putting on a front and acting like you're powerful while your country goes down the tubes, you pathetic peacocks. I'm already digressing. I got to get into news here. It's just I can't tell you how many times good old boys at events or good old boys when I'm walking down the street, you know, who think they're members of the elite and they're always the same perfumed peacocks with their chest sticking out with a proud look on their face. You know the type I'm talking about. You got to watch the Texas legislature. They're the worst I've ever seen. And I've seen video of other legislatures, like a bunch of effeminate homosexuals. Excuse me, but that's just what they are. And strutting around acting manly. And it's a big joke to you guys that you're all part of the power system and you all flutter around and you all, you know, play your games while serious stuff's going on and while this whole civilization, this whole species is in complete and total crisis. And the scientists that work for the true elite just sit there competitively with each other, producing more and more nightmarish inventions, bloody inventions of mind control and propaganda and enslavement and tracking and control, and then inbred peacock families sit there and use it indiscriminately and test it on innocent populations that have even served them. The elite is completely out of control. They're not like the smart elites of the past who were corrupt in their own right and wicked in their own right, but at least they, in many cases, when they were rising, look at Rome, look at Greece, look at the British Empire, didn't completely debase their own populations and didn't try to completely dumb their populations down. They chose to energize their populations and have tribal fealty to wage war against other populations. No, this global elite doesn't do that. They wage war against everyone, even themselves. All right, I don't want to get off into... what is the point? Do you know how important it is that everybody go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the articles in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side? Yearning for terror is GOP strategy. GOP memos say they need terror attacks to get their takeover done. Democrats the same. More government-sponsored terror revealed. That's a huge story. It needs to be seen. But here it is today. Experts cast doubt on credibility of JFK terror plot. An alleged plot, this is mainstream news, to blow up fuel tanks and pipelines at New York's JFK Airport had little chances of success, according to safety experts who have questioned whether the plot ever posed a real threat. U.S. authorities said Saturday they had averted an attack that could have resulted in an unfathomable damage, deaths, and destruction. Well, you know the spin doctors came up with that line, unfathomable damage, deaths, and destruction. And charged four alleged Islamic radicals with conspiracy to cause an explosion at the airport. But according to experts, it would have been next to impossible to cause an explosion in the jet fuel tanks and pipeline. Furthermore, the plotters seemed to have lacked the explosives and financial backing to carry out the attack. John Galilea, a former member of the National Transportation Safety Board, said that if the plot had ever been carried out, it would likely have sparked a fire, but little else, and certainly not the mess and mass carnage authorities described. Yeah, but the general public doesn't know that. They're shown videos of flying saucers attacking and told it's real. I mean, you know, this is I'm not joking, by the way, if you just tuned in, that they showed that on Fox. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thinking during the break about some of the big stories that we've covered in the last few weeks that haven't gotten the attention they deserve. The New York Times 2 weeks ago reported that they are introducing legislation to tax the internet to tax emails that the states are lobbying with international financing and telecommunications companies spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get it done, to shut down net neutrality, which will kill the web, literally kill it and force you over to internet too. And still, almost everyone I talk to who are web heads, who are on the internet constantly, whose businesses are based on it, whose lives are based on it, basically, they know nothing about it. Oh, yeah, there's a plan to shut down the hubs and force us over to a new system. Yeah, it's been built for 4 or 5 years. It's now nearing completion. They're already using it. And they're openly saying they're going to shut down the old web and tax the living daylights out of what's left of it. And I just can't even get you to listen. I got Paul Watson writing an article about it in the next few days. We've written quite a few in the past. Just watch it happen. They cannot continue to let alternative media, I mean, when this radio show and just one of my websites is bigger than the online Dallas Morning News, thousands of times bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. Just a year ago, we were neck and neck. Now we're thousands of times bigger. The difference is that they've got the illusion that they're the establishment, so they make boatloads of money. We don't. We can barely operate and pay our bills. But that isn't what it's about. But see, that they know that illusion is starting to evaporate, so they're panicking. You see? And so they're moving to keep the illusion going for all the big corporations to spend money with them. Of course, the big corporations know that that it really is an illusion. They're trying to shore it up. You understand? They're collapsing right now. So they've got to move with martial law. They've got to move with more terror attacks. But they can't do that if we're exposing martial law. You see, that's the thing I'm so mad at yuppies about and other people that think they're members of the establishment. If we expose that the central banks have made the decision, not just the Federal Reserve, it's only part of that global system, to devalue the dollar, and if we point the finger of blame at them, as Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist of the World Bank, former chief economist, has said, then they'll be forced to hold back and not do it and not pull the rug out from under us. But if we don't expose them, if we don't finger them for these crimes, if we don't point out that they're behind it, they're going to get away with it. It's not, yeah, I'm so frantic because if we expose government-sponsored terror, they won't be able to do it anymore. Do you understand? We're trying to preempt them desperately. If we expose them on the financial sector and how they are behind the booms and busts and how they openly set the policies in 2001 to start the decline of the dollar, and it's been announced by Snow and others, Treasury Secretary. It's been announced in the European press. It's been announced by central banks in the UN. It's been announced by the IMF and World Bank, holding companies for the central banks. It's public. If we can make people realize that it's the Bilderberg Group and its roundtable management arm, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, Committee of 300, and their own, and then their regional subboards under that, tri-state regions, subregions within states, this is the real governmental structure. And if we're able to preemptively show their hand and show who they are, we can preempt them. But if we don't, it's over. You know how big it is that we have the headline here, Jerusalem Post, Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijackings, declassified documents, British, Israeli? You know how big it is to have a major documentary out where they have the German head of intelligence admitting that they staged terror attacks in 1977, the year after that event? You can take those admissions and you can take it and go, see? I mean, at the end of the article that Steve Watson wrote for Infowars.net, the best place to find is PrisonPlanet.com in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side, is that we have a link to the Levon affair where Israelis blew up a hotel, the 1972 Munich Olympic massacre, which many German officials believe was a covert operation that spawned a vicious Mossad crackdown on Palestinian resistance, to Mossad nurturing and creating Hamas, to the discovery of fake al-Qaeda groups in Palestine. Those are all mainstream articles admitting government-sponsored terror, just like 9/11.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
National Payment Card Directors publicist got the hour wrong, so we're going to have Joe Rondazzo, that's the one of the groups setting up the system where you pay for your gas and groceries and everything else with your ID card, your driver's license, your national ID card. He'll be joining us now for about 10 minutes while Mike Rivero's on with us in the third hour. We do, coming up in about 30 minutes, have the head of a major RFID company joining us, but that's kind of good because I wanted to get to some of your calls. I know we have a lot of calls, a lot of callers holding. We will get to you here in just a few minutes. But first off, I wanted to play Congressman Ron Paul, who was on The Daily Show last night with Jon Stewart. I wanted to play this first so we could comment on Jon Stewart's response and some of the things he was saying and doing. And then we will go to your calls and cover a bunch of other really important news. We also have Ron Paul's media director, his press secretary from his presidential campaign, joining us for an update in the middle of the next hour on the build-up tonight, pre-coverage of the presidential debate. Will Ron Paul attack Giuliani? Will he go at the throat of the pro-gun, pro-abortion, pro-open border, New World Order candidate? It's just incredible that Republicans love this guy, but it shows what traitors they are. It shows they're not real conservatives. But let's go ahead and go to Ron Paul from The Daily Show. Here it is.
Welcome back. My guest tonight, a Republican congressman from the state of Texas who is also running for president. Please welcome to the show, Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman!
Very nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. You have accomplished no small feat. With you're running for president very much as an underdog, yet you've created a nice little buzz going about the Ron Paul candidacy. What do you attribute that to?
A good message. The philosophy of liberty. And people are still interested in being free people, living in a free country. And
but you're talking about America, not spreading that liberty to other areas, such as Canada and other...
No. Right. And I don't believe in trying to spread it. I think it's a good message, but I don't believe in spreading it with guns.
Interesting.
We should spread it by setting a good example and get others to emulate us, but not to try to force it on other people.
Which brought up, there was an interesting question, and they're very pleased. Chris Wallace asked you at the Republican debate, why are you running as a Republican? But really, it's only your Iraq message that's somewhat different, maybe, from all of your counterparts.
Yeah, I think that's the case, but I don't think they're very good conservatives either. You know, they talk about balancing budgets and spending less, but they don't really. But you know, the Republican Party has been known to have a position where they didn't like going overseas. You know, they didn't especially agree with Clinton on going into Kosovo and in Somalia.
Right.
So they flip-flop around. But no, I've taken a very clear position that we shouldn't have gone in.
What's so interesting about... Congressman Ron Paul, you appear to have consistent, principled integrity. Americans don't usually go for that. You seem to practice what you preach. You seem to preach it consistently, even though people might disagree with the message. They certainly can't argue that you're a man of consistent principle.
Yeah, and I like to think that I've introduced a brand new idea into this campaign. I've even suggested that we follow the Constitution.
I'm not familiar with that document, the Constitution.
It's the thing that we sort of swear to uphold.
See, I have found that the Republicans oftentimes will campaign against big government, but it seems, at least with this administration, they were against government they didn't control. But now that they control it, they find it to be very useful and expand the power of it as opposed to bring it down.
I think that's a temptation that most people yield to once they get into power. And I hope I am different, and I hope I never yield to that temptation. And so far, so good.
Now, you originally ran as a libertarian.
I ran in 88 as a libertarian candidate, but I've been in Congress for 10 terms in my 10th term, always as a Republican.
Now, why, if you ran, you said something interesting before backstage, if you ran as a libertarian, you wouldn't have gotten this platform.
No, you don't get in debates. You know, we're overseas spreading the message of democracy, but you know, here... If you're in a third party, you have a tough time. You can't get on ballots. You spend all your time getting on ballots. You have to be a Ross Perot to even get on ballots.
Absolutely.
So,
the
two parties are very much in control of the system, and they exclude individuals who aren't in that mold.
What about your domestic agenda? You know, I think you've sort of made your bones on this idea about Iraq and liberty. You're a guy that really would get rid of a lot of our government.
Yeah, I think that'd be true. I think a lot of our government is very wasteful.
Right.
And
where would you go? Let's say because you won't accept as a doctor Medicare, right? Or you
no,
won't?
No,
you
I won't. Never did.
Right. But you stuck to that.
Right.
Is that something you'd get rid of?
Yes, but that's not on high on my agenda. Matter of fact, we've taught a couple generations to be very dependent on government.
Right.
And that's not my goal, because I think you have to have a transition period. I happen to think that the market can deliver any service better than the government can. And my goal...
Would you use that for defense, too, or no? You would say defense,
No, we have defense, but this militarism isn't defense. This is opposite of defense. So I think it would be much better for the private market to deliver all.
Would you go post office? You'd say post office.
No, I'd legalize.
You gotta give the post office.
I'd legalize.
41 cents is a good deal.
No, I'd legalize competition. I mean,
right.
what the heck? Let a private firm, that, you know, there's FedEx and a few other those companies that do exist. I'd just legalize competition in first class mail and let the market decide which is best.
Right. So, but doesn't that, in some respects, trust corporations over, or is that, because there's always been regulation. Are you would get rid of regulation for that as well? Or?
Yeah, and there's a big difference between corporations who benefit from government largesse. That's corporatism, and that's evil.
Right.
You know, the Halliburton stuff. And
no, I'm things. Familiar with that.
The military industrial
no, complex. No, I've heard some
but,
things.
But a Bill Gates, you
right,
heard
exactly.
of that? How about a Bill Gates, though? He's very wealthy because we buy his services, and I think that's okay. I don't think we should be afraid of people who make a lot of money, even in entertainment. We shouldn't be afraid of
no,
people.
I agree. In entertainment, I think especially in entertainment. Now, what about, you got a debate coming up.
That's right.
Tomorrow is a big debate. Anything you're going to throw out there? Any insight into the other candidates you can share? Is there anybody you find just unbelievably distasteful?
Well, ideas. I find some of their ideas very distasteful.
You literally say, like, don't make my podium next to that guy.
No, I haven't said that yet. But I think what I like
is Romney cat. Has he talked to you?
Yeah, he said hello once.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
I don't go for him. He strikes me as the Republican John Kerry in the sense of very this sort of aristocratic bearing, but playing the game of like, hey, look at me, I'm hunting, I'm drinking coffee. Huh?
Yeah, but he's on top of the polls. What does that mean?
What do you think that means?
That means I have to work hard and get my supporters out there and do a good job.
Here's what I'm going to do for you.
Okay.
Very quickly, I'm going to give you a couple of zingers for these guys for tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So when you're out there with, here you go. Here's a good one here for, let's go with Giuliani. Hey, you love the war on terror so much, why don't you marry it? Oh, wait. You'd probably then just divorce it a couple of years later. Okay. Here's one. Hey, Tommy Thompson, what's your middle name? Tom? I'll have this for you on cards if you want it.
Okay,
I'm here to help you.
Thank you. Me too. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Thank
too.
You. Thank you so much for coming by and continued success and continued to bring excitement to the process, because I think that's what's lacking sometimes, and it's nice to see guys just throwing their ideas out there for whatever it is and being principled.
Thanks a lot.
It's nice to see you.
Appreciate it.
Well, you're seeing a revolution here. The fact that you see Ron Paul on Bill Maher and on The Daily Show and all over national television is because we have forced the establishment to respond and cover this. Now, we have another clip of Hillary Clinton. And did you get that clip, John? I should have asked you. Oh, it's ready. Thanks. And this is Hillary claiming that all the Republicans are for the war. Now, not only is she lying here, because Ron Paul clearly, and it's been national news many times, and she's a politico, she knows this, Ron Paul has been against the war continually. But that's not where it stops. Hillary also was for the war and has been for the war and has even been for attacking Iran. So not only is she lying about Ron Paul and the Republicans, she's lying during the debate to her constituents and to the American people. But again, she is a Clinton. Everything she says is a twisting or a lying or some form of spin. So here is her quote back to back with Ron Paul from the last debate.
Everybody on this stage, we are all united. We all believe that we need to try to end this war. In two nights, you're going to have the Republican candidates here, they all support the war. They all support the president. They all supported the escalation. Each of us is trying in our own way to bring the war to an end.
Congressman Paul, you voted against the war. Why are all your fellow Republicans up here wrong? That's a very good question, and you might ask the question, why are 70% of the American people now wanting us out of there, and why did the Republicans do so poorly last year? So I would suggest that we should look at foreign policy. I'm suggesting very strongly that we should have a foreign policy of non-intervention. I tried very hard to solve this problem before we went to war by saying, declare war if you want to go to war. Go to war, fight it, and win it. But don't get into it for political reasons or to enforce UN resolutions or pretend the Iraqis were a national threat to us.
Oh, let's hear Hillary one more time.
Everybody on this stage, we are all united. We all believe that we need to try to end this war. In two nights, you're going to have the Republican candidates here, they all support the war. They all support the president. They all supported the escalation.
All right.
Each of us is trying in our...
But it's not just that Hillary's lying about Ron Paul or lying about the fact that she isn't a warmonger, but that she claimed everybody on the stage. I think there's one person up there who voted against it in the beginning, and that was Kucinich. So that's another lie from Hillary. Literally everything she says is a lie or a half-truth. They all voted for the war but Kucinich, and they come in with these half-measures and these smoke and mirrors, and basically when Don King puts on a fight, I mean, one of the fighters shows up, they act like there's a fight, they act like there's a match, but they either mismatch it where the one guy's not a good boxer or he falls down or it's a rigged deal. So that they haven't had a real resolution. They haven't really tried to stop the war. They're bought and paid for by the same people. And that's why it's good that Cindy Sheehan's finally woken up, that the Democrats are pure evil and a bunch of warmongers. It's why it's good that a lot of liberals are waking up to this. Your party's all, they started Vietnam. They attacked Serbia after using al-Qaeda to attack them. Right now, al-Qaeda publicly is attacking Iran under U.S. control. Mainstream news. The Democrats are saying Bush isn't hard enough on Iran. Kerry, during the election 3 years ago, was doing the same thing. It's a fraud. And stop acting like government's good. Over 70% of welfare is corporate welfare if you cut out Social Security. I mean, we always hear about the mom with the three kids who doesn't work and sits around like a hippopotamus, and I'm sure that goes on. But most of it is corporate welfare. The corporations lobby for big government. The corporations lobby for regulation. The corporations lobby for red tape. The corporations lobby to shut down small businesses. So don't compare small businesses, private corporations, private LLCs that really make products, and don't suck off the government. By the way, why does Ron Paul not take Medicare? Medicaid. Because you're under federal regulation when you do that, and everything you do has to be uploaded to the feds now. That's why he limits his practice. But by the way, he had very low rates. Generally, Ron Paul, I've looked into it, it's been in the newspaper down in the Houston area, about half. Get Ron Paul delivering your baby. Back 20 years ago, if you were lucky enough to have him as your obstetrician gynecologist, about half the price back then. Because he didn't have to go through the insurance companies. He didn't have to monkey with them to get the money. He didn't have to go through the feds. By the way, back when America didn't have any government involved in its medicine, we had the best medicine in the world and the cheapest in the world. This is the country that wrote the book on doctors for the average person. That's why with a lot of poor folks and a lot of country folks and a lot of people, it's a status thing. That's where doctor fetishes began. And let's take the kids to the doctor and people proud to go to the doctor and hypochondria because it was a status thing. Let me see, on my dad's side of the family, though, he had... One of his grandpas was a doctor. The great-grandpa was a doctor. My dad remembers his mom telling the stories of his, you know, dad, of her dad, you know, riding around in the buggy going to do the house calls. I mean, America wrote the book on that, The Guy with the Black Bag. Okay, and that didn't come from the federales. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. When we get back, I will go to your calls. But I do have a special offer for our listeners. Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois, made this offer as easy to swallow as possible. So I've asked Solutions from Science to send you a 3-month supply of their product called Shilosine and open a special line of credit for my listeners so you don't have to pay up front. It's pretty easy to have some sent to you. No money up front, folks. No credit card number, nothing. Just get sent an invoice, and if you like this incredible mineral, this live mineral, then order more and pay for it. Just go to their website and get some, and of course, don't pay anything right now. Go to Blacklisted Herb. That's non-plural, that's singular. Blacklistedherb.com, or there's a banner on prismplanet.com. Here's what they meant by that. Solutions from Science won't even let you pay with a credit card if you don't want to. They don't want you to run up your credit card, no. So they offer to send all of my great listeners a 90-day supply of Shilosine with just an invoice to pay later if you find that it's everything that they say it is. No money down, no credit cards needed to order. I told Solutions to trust my listeners, and they've done that, ladies and gentlemen. Order some online or call 877-327-0365 and go to the website or call them and ask them about the product. I don't have time to get into all of it, but it's a mineral deposit found in the mountains worldwide. Certain areas. It's found in Scandinavia and some areas of Tibet. And I did some research on it. It's amazing stuff. And I'm getting back into nutrients and vitamins. I've been so busy, I've quit doing it. I'm started back the last few months. I don't have green skin anymore. I'll put it to you that way. 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherb.com. Find out all about Shilosine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with your calls. And we will get into a bunch of other news as well.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Thank you.
Welcome back. All right, Anne-Marie, Richard, Carlos, Frank, everybody, we're going to get to you before our guest joins us coming up here in about 15 minutes. I do want to encourage all listeners of this radio show to visit the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com to click through to the Yahoo shopping cart to look at all the books and videos we carry, not just the 15 films I've made. And we are down to less than 200 of the original Terror Storm. The final cut is coming out. We'll start taking pre-orders next month, but I can't start shipping until the end of next month. So, again, the new Terror Storm is not available. I do have it here in my office, but I can't ship it yet. But there are just a few hundred left of the original Terror Storm. I'm sending a signed card with each one, InfoWars.com to order, or 888-253-3139. And for the next week, if we get your letter in the next week and a half, we're going to hold back some for any mail orders that come in. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, you can always watch the first edition and then this new edition at PrisonPlanet.tv with your 15-cent-a-day membership, and that goes towards funding what we're doing as well. And I want to thank all of you that have bought the books and videos from us. You've made what we do here possible. Okay, let's go to Anne-Marie in West Virginia. Anne-Marie, thanks for holding.
Hi there. On the 14th, 15th, and 16th of June, there's going to be a march in D.C. called March for America, and I wanted to let you know, I've tried to get through before, and it just, you know, I haven't been able to, but it's coming up, so I wanted to call and let everybody know that this would be coming up.
What's the march concerning? What's it for?
Well, it's going to be in protest of the North American Union, monetary reform, victims of illegal aliens, you know, people who have been killed.
Aren't they having those all over the country, too?
I think they are. But
yeah, they're and, you know, I can't go to the one here that the Freedom Riders are putting on and that the Minutemen are putting on because I'm so far behind trying to finish Endgame. But Steve Mason invited me to speak. I needed to have him or one of the representatives on. They're actually having that the 16th of June here in Austin, so I am aware of it. I just thought it was in the 50 state capitals. You're saying there's one on D.C. as well.
Yes, it's a three-day event, and you know, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is going to be there. Lots of guest speakers are going to be there. And but I wanted to tell you real quick how the little organization that I'm part of, the National Association for Constitutional Leadership, just wanted to give you a quick history on how they started. I was once a member, a premium member to Bill O'Reilly's website. And all of a sudden, I started everybody on the website. I ended up getting censored and kicked off by Bill O'Reilly, where I tried very hard, just email, hundreds of emails saying, hey, you know, let's talk about this. You know, why are you being a traitor to your country? And so I ended up getting kicked off. But a lot of these people that's part of this organization are still premium members. And I think that's noteworthy because they know that Bill O'Reilly is censoring and hiding the truth. But yet they're still moving forward here. But even more so...
Well, it's great to use his organization as a recruiting ground for the resistance.
Absolutely, especially under the... I mean, because it's a complete blackout. I mean, he's kicking people off of his website who is saying...
Well, that's why his website's rated about 50,000 on most rating services, and Prison Planet's rated about 5,000.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.